3B. Listening. Speaker 1.
As far as historical films go, my personal favourite is Elizabeth. As the title suggests, it's about one of the most famous queens of England, Elizabeth I, who ruled the country in the second half of the 16th century. The plot is based on the early years of her reign, when she's on the lookout for a suitable husband. Cate Blanchett plays the role of Elizabeth, and she looks wonderful in the flowing gowns typical of that era. In fact, all the actors look the part because of the great attention paid to what each of the characters is wearing.
Speaker 2.
I think my favourite historical film is Ben Affleck's thriller Argo. The film tells the story of the rescue of six American diplomats in Iran when relations between the two countries were starting to break down in the late 1970s. It's got to be one of the most exciting films I've ever seen. I spent the whole time sitting on the edge of my seat. Some of the events may be a bit exaggerated, but it's a true story all the same.
Speaker 3.
My favourite historical film has got to be The Last Emperor. It's based on the autobiography of the last emperor of China, Puyi, who died in 1967. Puyi grew up in the Forbidden City in Beijing, and the film's director, Bernardo Bertolucci, was lucky enough he got permission to film inside this amazing palace in Beijing. I mean, visually, the film is absolutely stunning. So it's not surprising that it won 9 Oscars.
Speaker 4.
I thoroughly enjoyed the historical film Invictus when it came out. It's about the events that occurred in South Africa before and during the Rugby World Cup in 1995, I think. And there are two great actors in it. Morgan Freeman, he plays Nelson Mandela, the president of South Africa at the time, and Matt Damon, he plays the captain of the rugby team. They're both brilliant in the parts. I like it because at first they're hostile to each other and then they become friends. That's why I like the film.
Speaker 5.
This film isn't particularly well known, but it's definitely my favourite historical film. It's a drama called Agora, and it's based on the life of a Greek philosopher called Hypatia, who lived in Roman Egypt in the 4th century. Hypatia was also a mathematician and an astronomer, and she taught at a school in Alexandria. Hypatia is admired by many, including myself, for giving her life trying to protect the Library of Alexandria when it was attacked.